Now, first up, I think everyone in this room would have to agree that it's been a spectacular vindication over the past quarter in particular of your strategy, and the outperformance has just been remarkable. So, you know, what can you say but congratulations. Clearly, being largely unhedged in an environment of a crashing currency has been good for us. I just want to explore this issue of the currency a little bit. We're seeing particularly providers of moving hedge products literally sort of defaulting and often massively rewriting their terms. And I'm just wondering, what are the scenarios vis-a-vis risk for us with the currency? We've seen Caltex yesterday drop 200 million just like that. CITIC Australia dropped 1.7 billion, getting the currency wrong. Are there any sort of hidden risks for us on the currency? And I know we are largely unhedged, but if the dollar does get to 55 cents or something crazy like that, have you had your hedging gene removed, as some miners used to like to say, or are you a bit more opportunistic vis-a-vis the currency? And could you take a view that at 50 cents it would be worth actually bringing back a fair bit of that offshore capital into Australia, or taking out some hedging and locking in some of those gains? Because you'd hate to be sitting here saying, well, we were unhedged at 60, it went back to 85 and we didn't do anything. So just talk us through this view on the currency and whether there are any sort of worst case scenario risks at play for us.
If I can just understand, the question is in relation to the funds that Platinum manages?
Yeah.
Okay, because in relation to the company, which is what we're talking about now, there's very, very small foreign exchange exposure, and it simply relates to the repatriation of these earned overseas. So if this is a question about the funds, again, I'd just like to defer it until CARE Talks starts the meeting after we actually finish the formal business of the meeting, because he's the person that can best answer that in copious detail. So we can just take that as a question to be answered in due course, as it is technically outside the issue of the financial statement.
The question regarding hedging was, we've brought back about 30% of our positions into the Australian dollar, and are comfortable with that as it stands. The good decision we made was to have a lot of money in the yen and very little in the euro, and that's paid off. We have cut some of that position in the yen last week and have tended to add to the euro and indeed add a bit more to the Australian dollar. And that position is dynamic and it changes from time to time, and obviously it's affected by current events. In terms of how to differentiate between so-called stock selection and the use of cash, which is one question raised. The problem we have with that is that we give a total package which involves currency management, cash management, and then stock selection. And it is not an easy matter to disaggregate in the way that one would do it arithmetically, because one will always run some cash on account of uncertainties, redemptions and so on. One could be exiting one stock and waiting for the opportunity to buy others, and it is something that changes quite readily, and it's not so predictable to be able to be a useful indicator of whether the stock selection itself is good or not.